spookiest time of the year, there are a few guidelines all ghosts and goblins should follow. Always stay on sidewalks. Never go to a stranger's house. And never go out alone.
It's us. No, really. It's Jordan Peele's Us. Day 2 of 31 days of Halloween. Let's go.
To take the night out of the day, I got it.
That's a classic right there.
I got five on it. Messing with that ain't no weed.
I got five on it, mean. It's about drugs.
It's not about drugs. It's a dope song. Don't do drugs.
Get in rhythm.
Can't believe how big Dave got.
Did you hear Gabe got a boat?
Crawdaddy!
He's kidding, right?
He's not kidding.
Hey, I think it's vodka o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Jason?
Jason?
Jason!
Where were you? I didn't know if you were lost. Stick with me, and I'll keep you safe.
There's a family in our driveway.
It's probably the neighbors. But y'all scared of a family? Hi, can I help you?
Zora, put your shoes on.
If you want to get crazy, we can get crazy.
Exactly like us. They think like us. They know where we are. We need to move and keep moving. They won't stop until they kill us. And we kill them.
Us is a psychological horror film that was released March 22nd, 2019, written and directed by Jordan Peele, starring Lupita Nyong'o, Winston Duke, and Elizabeth Moss. Us had a budget of $20 million and made $256.1 million at the box office. Us is rated R for violence, terror, and language. Here's a synopsis. Accompanied by her husband, son, and daughter, Adelaide Wilson returns to the beachfront home where she grew up as a child. Haunted by a traumatic experience from the past, Adelaide grows increasingly concerned that something bad is going to happen. Her worst fears soon become a reality when four masked strangers descend upon the house, forcing the Wilsons into a fight for survival. When the masks come off, the family is horrified to learn that each attacker takes the appearance of one of them. Listen, I love this movie. To me, Jordan Peele can really do no wrong. Us was his follow-up to the classic Get Out. The difference between Get Out and Us is without a doubt a horror film. Now, don't get me wrong, I do believe that Get Out is a horror film, but some people would argue it is more of a science fiction movie than a horror movie. Us is beautifully shot, especially the opening scene where we meet a young Adelaide going to the Mirror House after she gets away from her parents on the Santa Cruz boardwalk in 1986. The same boardwalk where the classic 80s vampire film The Lost Boys was shot. Jordan Peele even throws an Easter egg to the 80s classic when the mother says, you know, they're shooting a movie over there, which would have been the same time that The Lost Boys was being shot in 1986. I can't really overstate how much I love this film. The score is amazing. Lupita does a great job playing the adult Adelaide. The kids in this movie are great. The father himself serves as some comic relief, even though at times you're kind of like, would you just man up and do something? If you haven't seen this movie, I highly suggest you see it. If you have seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about the father there. The score is great itself, and you know I'm a huge fan of a good score. This is a movie where afterwards, you Google some things and everything comes to light. The signs were there all throughout, but you just didn't see them. There's a twist at the end as well. No spoilers, just in case you haven't seen it, or maybe you forgot what happened in this movie. I don't think anyone would forget, but just in case. You can watch us on Peacock, Hulu, or rent it on YouTube, Apple TV, Amazon Prime, or Google Play. We will see you tomorrow for day 3 of 31 Days of Halloween. Ah!